ربي على قعود له فجاء ربي على قعود له فسبقها فشق ذلك على المسلمين حتى عرفه. So a Bedouin had come upon his mount and he had raced with the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this Bedouin had won on that occasion. So this affected the Muslims, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam notices that this hurt them, it affected them, that how come the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was outrun today? Naturally, out of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much of love they had, that if something like this also happened, it would hurt them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the moment he saw this, the moment he came to know about this and he perceived this, then what he did, he explained to Sahaba. He said, فَقَالَ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يَرْتَفِعَ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا وَضَعَهُ. It is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nothing is raised in this world except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers it. Rawahu al-Bukhari. What it means is that everything has a chance. Not everything, but many times things have a chance of being on the top, of being the best, of being the wealthiest, of being the most well-known, of being prominent at some point. But a time comes in life, in time, that the same thing that at one point was the highest and was the most prominent and was the wealthiest, for example, that also a time will come when now this thing won't no longer be the wealthiest. Often we would hear things like this masjid is the biggest masjid in the northern hemisphere or in the southern hemisphere. After a few years, another masjid will come bigger than that. A person can be the fastest runner, after a few years you'll find somebody else taking over and now he becomes the fastest runner. So like that, a person may be the wealthiest person at one point. After generations you'll find sometimes there's no wealth left in that family also. So that thing also turns. Everything turns. Sometimes one country may be a superpower. After a few years, a few decades, few generations, the same country is no longer a superpower, there's another superpower. So these things happen. So what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was trying to tell Sahaba, they don't let this affect you. One camel beating another camel, that camel of mine that was on the top, that or the fastest at one point, won't remain like that all the time. A time will come when it will also be outrun. So these things mustn't affect you and mustn't be saddened. So therefore, often as I mentioned yesterday, it happened that people take so much to sports that if their team lost or this team didn't make it to the final or lost the final, now for days on end, these people don't want to talk. They go into a depression. They go sad. Why? Because their team had lost. And here, look at this. This is teaching us something. These are not things that we should put our heart to. If our team won, our team lost, we made money today, didn't make money, we got that fame or we didn't get fame, these are not things that are important. What is important is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we winning or are we losing? If in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are winning, that means everything. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are losing, then that means nothing, even though we may have all the prominence of this world. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahreem al-Kibri wal-I'jabi. The chapter on the prohibition of pride and self-conceit. These are two very, very, very dangerous sicknesses. One is pride and one is self-conceit. A person thinks good of himself, thinks high of himself, and a person wants to maintain that prominence. And Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi refers to it as imtiyazi shan. That the person that wants this to be distinguished, that in itself is a sign of pride. That all the time I want to be distinguished. My car must be different from everyone else's car. My house must look different from all the houses on the street. The clothes I wear must be different to what everyone else wears. Doesn't matter whether it's my clothes are good or my car is good, but the mere fact that it looks like everyone else's, I want to change it. I want to make it look different. I want it to be different. I want that imtiyazi shan, that shan or that style that makes me different from others. So Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah explains that in itself is a sign of pride. That you want to be different from everybody else, that in itself is a sign of pride. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. That Jannat is a place that Allah Pak has created. That is a place in Akhirat. نَجْعَلُهَا, Allah says, we have created it. لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا, for those people that don't desire any type of pomp, any type of glory. Meaning they're happy to be simple and go with the flow. أَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I'm just one of the believers. I'm not one of those that want to be outstanding. I just want to be one of everybody else. I'm just like a common person. لَا يُرِيدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ عُلُوَا, he's not desiring any type of status, any type of pomp. فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا, and nor does this person cause any type of corruption on the earth. He's an easygoing person. He goes with the people. He takes himself to be a normal person. He doesn't harm anybody. He doesn't cause any type of corruption. Allah Pak is saying, we created Jannat for this type of people. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the outcome will be for those of taqwa. The outcome on the day of Qiyamah and in Akhirat will be for those who have taqwa. And the ayat Allah Pak mentioned, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk on this world, do not walk on this earth haughtily. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not turn your face away from people. You'll find a person who's got the sickness of pride in his heart, then he'll obviously, sometimes he'll enter into disputes with people because of his style and his way. Humble person very seldom gets into any type of problems, any type of fight. But a person who's a proud person, he'll always, somebody tells him something, he'll take offense. Somebody doesn't invite him to one dawah, he'll take offense. Somebody forgets to show some type of kindness or thank him for something, then he'll take offense. For every small thing, he'll take offense. And after he takes offense, the next thing is, he'll turn his face away from that person. He'll see that person, he'll just turn his face away from that person now because he doesn't want to have anything to do with that person. Allah Pak is telling us in his ayat, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your face away from people. And the next thing, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk on this earth with pride. We will continue with this subject inshallah tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing humility in our lives. This is something that will make our life so beautiful, so easy, and it will save us from many, many, many type of problems. Because when there is no pride, then automatically the tongue is in check. And if the tongue is in check, then the person gets saved from a lot of problems. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.